purchase a hot or iced coffee with your Perks Enroll Dunkin' card, and you're entered to win 2015 season tickets. We welcome you back. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave and Chris here at the NovaCare Complex. Let's talk about 39-26 over the Green Bay Packers. 39-14 at halftime. The Eagles with 325 total yards of offense, 5 of 5 in the red zone. Those are some of the things that stick out to me, Chris. And I know that Sam Bradford leads everyone's list of highlight performers.
Yes, indeed. A perfect 10 for 10 in the performance, 3 touchdown passes. And the thing that we wanted to see in his second preseason outing was, would he be a more accurate passer? And we certainly saw that right from the jump when you saw that beautiful 8-yard touch pass to Darren Sproles in the end zone. I personally loved the third touchdown pass, the one to Trey Burton, where he took the shot from the defender. It was a fourth and goal situation, but he got right up and put the pass on the money to get Burton into the end zone. So we saw the toughness, the resiliency, and the accuracy. Sam Bradford has been a perfect fit in this offense.
Yeah, here. 4 drives, 4 touchdowns for Bradford at the helm. But it was more than Bradford. You see a variety of weapons from the Eagles. Darren Sproles, a big part of the passing game after last year, really kind of being held in check by defense. You see him moving around the formation. The running backs here, DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews in the pass game. Kenyon Barner making a contribution in the pass game. The Eagles with a bunch of weapons. They're bringing them all over the boards, to use a hockey term, keeping the wide receivers fresh and spreading the football around and using it with an offensive line, Chris, that has really played well. Andrew Gardner has solidified his job at right guard. And Alan Barber quietly has been outstanding at left guard.
Yes, that was obviously one of the big questions going into this preseason. You allow Todd Harriman to leave in free agency. You release Evan Mathis, an all-pro. Now you have 3 outstanding players, obviously, in Jason Peters, Jason Kelce, and Lane Johnson. But what about those guard spots? Andrew Gardner has stepped up. Alan Barber, like you said, Dave, has been very, very good at the left guard spot. I just love the fact, when you look at this rushing attack, Dave, that you've been able to involve all of these players, DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, Darren Sproles, not just in the run game, but in the pass game, as you mentioned, but they're all contributing. They're all getting touches. You go back to that first drive, everyone's touching the football. So on a drive-to-drive basis, you don't know who you have to defend out there.
And it's, you know, the statistic that critics use is time of possession, which is an absolutely ridiculous conversation to have. The Eagles, at one point, were leading 25-0. I was on the sidelines, and I turned to somebody and looked up at the time of possession. The Packers had an advantage. I said, that is the dumbest statistic in the NFL. The Eagles ran 44 offensive plays in the first half. That's what matters. On the defensive side of the football, the takeaways continue. The run defense, outstanding. Still need to shore some things up with the pass game, solidifying the nickel position on defense. Will it be Nolan Carroll, Eric Rowe? We'll find out. The Eagles have some options, but for the most part, Chris, I mean, it really literally has been a perfect preseason.
Just about. Very close. Special teams making a huge impact. Kenyon Barner with the 2 return touchdowns. Raheem Mostert really getting the game off on the right foot, so to speak, with a long kickoff return to open the game. But going back to that defense, Dave, you mentioned the opportunistic takeaways that they have to this point. 8 total turnovers that they've been able to force this preseason. 6 interceptions. This is a defense that's going to look to get after the quarterback. And when you have players like Walter Thurman in the back end, you know, former corner who's been converted to safety, Malcolm Jenkins, who's of the same mold, when you have guys who can get their hands on the football and know what to do with it, that's going to allow those opportunities, those mistakes that the quarterback makes, when you have a Connor Barwin, a Brandon Graham coming after a quarterback, to make opposing offenses pay, because they know that once they get the ball back to this offense with Sam Bradford and company, they're going to be able to convert those turnovers into points.
And we saw D'Amico Ryans, Michael Kendricks get their first preseason action, knock some of the rust off, and they'll be better for it on September 14th. Still some things to clean up, but for the most part, great performance at Lambeau Field in preseason game number 3. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, a visit from quarterback Tim Tebow. It's a big one on Thursday night. A roster spot could be in the making for Tebow. We'll talk about it when we return.